The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Oh, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And for the second week, Tom Williams, USDA Rural Development State Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for being here again with us.
Great to be back.
We are here every Saturday, Sunday, discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a Quality Service Award-winning office for 2010 and 2011. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, send that to us too at questions@jruddy.com. or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Okay, Tom, last week we talked about guaranteed and direct lending for rural housing programs that you offer. And we had a great discussion with you, and we hope that a lot of people are taking advantage of that now. This week, I thought we would talk about there's a repair program and some other programs that we haven't touched on yet. So can we start with who you are, what you do, and contact information, including a website, please?
My name is Tom Williams, and I am the state director for Pennsylvania for USDA Rural Development, the Department of Agriculture, the Federal Department of Agriculture. What we do is we do rural development, as our name states. We are a financing arm for the federal government. We do housing loans. We do housing guarantees. We do business guarantees. We build firehouses. We build hospitals. We build schools, and we do repairs to individual homes. So we pretty much cover the whole spectrum of financial rural development for rural Pennsylvania and rural the rural United States.
And again, those areas, there's a map, you know, of the different areas, especially in our area. There's certain areas of Lackawanna County that are eligible, Luzerne County, there's areas that are eligible. And then when you go out to Wayne, Pike, Wyoming counties, there are the entire county is eligible for these programs.
Right, Jackie. And what I would suggest that your listeners do if they're interested in any of our programs, because we're just talking about a few of them this morning here. We have over 40 programs on our site, and all of them are active, and all of them either have grants or loans involved in them. But if they could simply Google PA USDA Rural Development, our site will come up, and then they can go on there. And if they're interested in any one of our programs, there's an eligibility button on the, I think it's on the left-hand side, where you click it, put in the address, and it'll tell you, yes, it is eligible or not, it is not eligible.
Yeah, and we're going to put a link on our website, too, on the local links page. That's a good idea. That's what we're going to do with our website,
great,
too. So by the time people hear this, you can go to jruddy.com, local links, and it'll be on that page.
Okay, let's talk about the repair program.
Okay, last week we talked about the guaranteed housing program and the direct lending program. And we have one other program that relates to houses, and that's a repair program. And that is either grants or loans. It is for elderly and individual families. It is income-related. I can give you an example of a two-person family. Very low income would be $23,600. For a low-income two-person family, it would be $37,700. In order to qualify for the grant portion, you would have to you'd have to be over 62 years old. We only give grants to seniors, but we do have money available in both programs, both loans and grants. And we are currently processing applicants and taking new applicants. It's really an interesting program. I'll talk about the grant program first. the individual or the family can get a grant of up to $7,500, and this can be used for a new furnace, a new septic system, a new well.
A grant? You mean it doesn't have to? It doesn't have to be paid back.
It doesn't have to be paid back. No, you cannot. There are some requirements that you cannot sell the home for at least 3 years after you receive the grant. But once that transpires, then you're free and clear.
Wow!
But it's more for health and safety problems with the house, and it's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, as the residents, especially in rural Pennsylvania, you know your neighbors, and you know who could use some help down there. And by contacting our office, our local office in Tunkhannock, and that is on the website, or the telephone number for that office is 570-836-5111, extension 4. Anyone who answers the phone, if you just tell them you're interested in the repair program, they can start the process. We come out to the individual, we sit down, we help them go through the whole application. We usually end up, we can fill it out for them, we take them through the entire process, and there's no need for anybody else to get involved, and we help them all the way through it.
So this property that would be eligible, would be required that it would be the owner that would be applying, that they occupy the property as well, correct?
It would be the owner and the prime residence.
How about credit? Do they have to have good credit?
Well, for the grant program, they don't have to have good credit because it's a grant.
Okay.
So there's no payback. The loan program, which is for every family that meets those income requirements and the eligibility requirements of the property, that is up to a $20,000 loan. That is a 33-year loan at 1%. It works out to approximately $5 a month per $1,000. And again, it's used for health and safety deficiencies in the house and to help people in putting on roofs or wells or septic or furnaces or any of those things.
Or insulation? Or
insulation, yes.
Windows, storm windows?
Yes.
And
No swimming pools.
No swimming pools.
Okay, we talked about that last week. I just wanted to throw that in there.
No swimming pools.
No swimming pools.
And if you got an above-ground swimming pool, please remove it before we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
No, seriously, people might not know that. They don't want to get knocked out of the park for something like that.
Yeah.
How about to install handicap accessibility features?
Sure, we can do that. That's no problem. There are a host of different items that they can do with this. Now, since it is a loan, they will be looking at their credit, and they will be looking at their ability to repay that.
Okay.
But again, it's 1% for 33 years, so the rates are very, very reasonable.
You're giving money away. 1%. You're basically giving it away.
Yeah. But it's going to needy. It's going to needy families out there. And again, a lot of people know their neighbors that are in need of this kind of assistance. And maybe the neighbor or the person is for whatever reason too shy to come forward. If you know someone, if you're a friend, just call us at the office up there, and we can send you out a pamphlet on the program, and you can sit down and talk to them and tell them the advantages of doing this.
How about a manufactured home? Would that be eligible?
A manufactured home, a townhouse, a condominium. Is no difference. We do all of them as long as they're in an eligible area and as long as you meet the income limits.
That sounds like a phenomenal program.
Yeah, it goes very well with it covers the entire spectrum from the guaranteed program right down through the mortgage. And if we go back to the 502 direct loan, if you're purchasing a property that needs some repairs on it, we can put those things right into the mortgage. We can work with that also.
All right. Now, the 502 direct loan is made directly from you. It's not a bank involved.
That's correct.
Okay.
It comes directly from us.
Right. So they'd have to call
and
that.
And the 504 repair loan comes directly from us.
Oh, very good.
Well,
and the guaranteed loan is a guarantee, but it is a self-sustaining program that pays for itself.
And if anybody wants to listen to that show, that's on jayruddy.com. We have all our archive radio shows where we went into great detail about those direct and guaranteed loans last week. Before we head towards a break, what we can do is review a listing.
Yes, I have a listing. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath home located on a corner lot at 1025 Albright Avenue in Scranton for only $79,900. This home is very, very generous room sizes and walk-up attic with plenty of storage space. It has a great eat-in kitchen and a lot of updates, such as a newer furnace, newer hot water heater, and a fenced-in yard. It also has a nice front covered porch. So if you're looking for a nice home at a reasonable price, take a look at 1025 Albright Avenue in Scranton for only $79,900. You know, I'm looking at the houses that are for sale in Scranton. There are really such great deals that are out there, and the interest rates are so low. We're going to look back in 3 years and say, why didn't I buy a house 3 years ago? Now is really the time to buy, really and truly.
A lot of good deals out there.
Absolutely.
We have buyers that are looking for a home that cannot find what they're looking for. So anyone out there listening that has a home that meets these requirements, please don't hesitate to call us. Julie Roback from our office is looking for, in the Mid-Valley, in Valley View area, a house for $85,000 with three bedrooms, pre-approved buyer. She's also looking for another buyer that's looking for a fixer-upper, and it could be a single or a multi-unit, and they're looking to spend their cash. They're looking to spend under $50,000. And Trish Conway from our office has a pre-qualified buyer up to $180,000 looking in the Dunmore or Down Valley area, such as Riverside, Old Forge, or even the Mid-Valley area, looking for a ranch, 3 to 4 bedrooms, move-in condition, up to $180,000. She's pre-approved. Before we take that break, I'd like to review the statistics of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors for the month of March. We like to look at a full month, and the last full month we have on record is March. So last year at this time, we had an average list price in 2011 at $192,000. Now the average list price is at $196,500, a little up. But the average sales price is tremendously up, 12%. In 2011, the sales price, the average sales price was almost $127,000. It's now $142,500. Also good news is the pending sales. At this time of the year last year in 2011, we had 175 in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. In our database, we had 175 pending. Now we have 190 pending. So if they all go to close, then we'll have more sold listings. And that's the way we want it. We want it to continue to increase market activity. We see a lot of great signs out there. And
very encouraging numbers.
Very encouraging numbers. And it's headed in the right direction. So, and this is the time of year where we see a lot of sales. So I hope it continues. We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they've worked to champion your best interests all the way.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney. Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Tom Williams from Harrisburg, on the line with us today. He's the state director of the USDA Rural Development Programs.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us again. Before the break, we were talking about the wonderful repair program, and it's both, it's could be a grant program for the elderly or a repair program in terms of a loan to individuals that need to improve their dwellings.
That's correct. Like I indicated, those programs are available, and all of the programs that I've talked about this morning, as well as the programs we talked about last week, and we do have funds available, and these are active, and we're taking applications in all programs.
Is there a difference between what the grant money could be used for and what the loan money can be used for, or are they basically the same?
They are basically the same, and they are for basics in the house. They are for health, safety, insulation, things of that nature as far as the repair is concerned.
Okay. And the grants don't have to be paid back, but you have to stay in the home for at least 3 years from the time that you receive the grant.
There is a three-year payback. You have to stay in the home for 3 years. Can't sell it. If you did sell it within the three-year period, you would have to, at that point, pay the grant back.
And I'm sure that people must think twice about either subleasing, leaving the house and leasing it out, or actually selling it and moving somewhere else.
Yes, I guess they do, Jackie, but we've never had that problem. I mean, 3 years is such a short time, and we'll have not had that problem as far as there hasn't been that concern.
Time seems to go by faster as I get older. 3 years isn't it? It's the truth. It just, boom, I blink my eyes and 3 years are gone.
I couldn't wait till I was 21, and now it just seemed to go like crazy.
Yeah, birthdays are coming too fast. We got to slow it down a little bit.
Well, some of the grant programs locally here, you know, in certain municipalities, they actually have a 7-year or a 10-year payback.
I know, and that's why I said 3 years is very minimal.
It's nothing in the grand scheme of things, right? It's like a blink of an eye, so that's good. Okay.
Okay, let's start out with the Community Facilities Program, because that's kind of an interesting program that we offer down here, and it's another case, like the Guaranteed Housing Program, where it is considered in Washington as budget neutral. And when they say a program is budget neutral, they mean that it's either not costing the government anything or else it's making money for the government. And the Community Facilities Program is a lending program that we do for nonprofits and for municipalities, where we lend money out for, at the current interest rate is 3.25, but the kicker is that it is a 40-year term. So you know how long and how affordable those rates can be when you're taking things out to 40 years. The program is used for a variety of things. It can be used for building schools. It can be used for building hospitals. A good example is the Endless Mountain Medical Center, which is being built up there in Montrose. USDA Rural Development is funding that project for $25 million. We've also funded the Corey Hospital out in near Erie. We've funded the Elk Mountain Regional Hospital in central Pennsylvania. We've done the LIU unit in Wilkes-Barre in Plains Township. And the eligibility, the other interesting part about this program is the eligibility is for all communities under 20,000. So it actually goes by municipal boundaries. So all of those communities, which were located within the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre corridor right there. If they're under $20,000, they are eligible for a community facilities loan. And I will say that there are also community facilities grants out there.
So it's available for health care, such as hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, public safety, police and fire stations, jails, fire and rescue vehicles.
Yes, police cars, fire trucks. You can even use it to build roads if you like to.
And telecommunications, medical and educational telecommunications.
Yes.
And child care centers, courthouses,
yes.
Airports, schools, fairgrounds.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And then anything you'd like to use it for, and it's usually located on some real estate.
And nonprofit, not-for-profit?
They have to be either a municipal government or a nonprofit corporation.
And how about churches?
Churches are excluded.
I know in somewhere in my material there was eligible applicants and ineligible purposes.
We don't do casinos. We don't do churches.
Fraternal organizations,
yes. They are all excluded.
Golf courses
are excluded.
And racetracks.
Racetracks, casinos, golf courses, all the good things you're not paying
yeah,
for.
Right.
That's not...
Anything else on that topic, the community development program?
No, but it brings out a pretty good point, and that is that there's been a lot of controversy out there regarding the stimulus programs that were done over the last couple of years by the federal government. And in Pennsylvania alone, we did over $900 million using stimulus money. And out of that $900 million that we spent, more than 90% of that money is all loan money. And it's all going to be paid back to the federal government. These programs provide an enormous investment in the infrastructure in our state and in our country. And it's so important for us to build these hospitals, build these schools, and provide a reasonable means of financing to the municipalities and to the nonprofits out there. So they really do a tremendous amount of good.
Yes, well, that's improving the community, and I have to say that I give you a lot of credit for doing that, and it's good to know that the federal government is being repaid.
Yes, they are.
Now, how about the Business and Industry Loan Program?
The Business and Industry Loan Program is a guarantee program similar to the housing program that we at Rural Development place on the private lending or the private mortgage coming from the lending institution. It again, we have the same concerns about eligibility. The area between Scranton and Wilkes-Barre basically falls under the ineligible area for business and industry loan guarantees, which is really unfortunate because we've had some requests from that area that we've had to turn down because of the ineligibility. We hope that over the next 6 months to a year, there will be a new farm bill coming out. And when the new farm bill comes out, one of the things that they're trying to address is the rural eligibility. And rather than having all these population limits, which means that if your town is 10,000 in population or less, you can get a sewer system. If your town is 10,001 in population, you can't get a sewer system. It's going to try and rate things so that the rural areas get a bigger advantage as far as a higher score for a particular project, but still allow us to go into the urban areas because there's definitely benefits that the rural when the urban areas are built up, the rural areas become receive some of the benefits in that particular case, such as the farmers bring their produce to a farm market in the middle of Philadelphia or Scranton or Wilkes-Barre. So what the BNI or the Business and Industry Program does is for loans of up to $5 million, we offer the bank an 80% loan guarantee. For up to $10 million, we offer the bank a 70% loan guarantee. There are origination fees that are involved with instituting these loan guarantees. But we work closely with a lending institution. If you know an industry that's interested in coming into your community, and they're looking for private money, what we do is we work hand in hand with the lending institution and work out going through the entire process of approving a loan guarantee for that particular project.
Well, it seems like something to at least look into for community development.
Yes, it's a really an individual type basis. We do maybe $20 million worth of this a year. It comes down. Let me give you a great example of one. Unilife. Unilife is a corporation that makes safety syringes, and they are located now. Their founder came from Australia. In the medical industry, when somebody gives you a vaccination, there is a lot of instances where they turn around after they vaccinate you, they turn around and they either pick themselves with the needle or pick somebody else in the room with the needle, and you end up transferring diseases in that way. And this invention that Unilife came up with is actually a syringe that on the last click, when the vaccine is in your body, the last click brings the needle back into the syringe, and it holds it harmless from anybody else. And the interesting part about it is that this company is located near York, Pennsylvania. They are going to employ 400 people. Their loan guarantee through the federal government was $18 million. But they're getting their vaccine from Sanofi Pasteur, which is in Swiftwater up in Monroe County. And they're buying their glass from Shot Glass, so it helps a lot of different people. And that $18 million investment down here in York, hopefully, will help out those corporations and those jobs that exist there in northeastern Pennsylvania. Jackie and Pat, you both know that you can't afford houses without good jobs, and it's all about building the economy, getting family supporting wages, so that these people can buy their home and live a nice life.
Right.
You know what I really like about this program is that you're saying it's budget neutral. It's that it generates all its own money and it's self-sustaining. That's fantastic.
The community facilities program does that. The direct loan program for the community facilities program. The business and industry program is working towards that right now with the origination fee that they have, but they're getting to that point. And when they get to that point, when they become budget neutral, that's when they become basically an unlimited program with as much as you can actually do out there. Your only restraints are how much staff you have to be able to put the product out.
That's great.
Well, we thank you so much for your time last week and this week, Tom. We enjoyed our time with you. Tom Williams, State Director, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development in Harrisburg. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. It's been great. Thanks a lot.
Pat, would you like to review an article before
we
close?
Yes, I have an article. It's about Ireland. Have you ever been to Ireland? Everything's green over there. Everything's green. It says, we can all learn a lesson from Ireland. Ireland's economy and budget situation were one of the worst in Europe a few years ago in the aftermath of the housing bubble and collapse, the same thing that affected us here. Their budget deficit was even worse than Greece's. But unlike Greece, which continues to want a free lunch, Ireland chose to make the tough decisions to take austerity measures, including massive government spending cuts, some tax increases, and sizable pay cuts to government workers. And as a result, Ireland is no longer the focus of negative attention as Greece continues to be. So don't be surprised if the Irish economy within 10 years surpasses Britain's in terms of income per person. And as a country, we could all learn a lesson from Ireland. We're going to have to make cuts some days, and it's going to be necessary.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip today is be versatile with draperies. Draperies aren't just for windows. Use window treatments to add interest to a large, plain span of wall. Hang draperies in a large doorway to make it more intimate. Or use a curtain panel in place of a closet door or above a bed to create a different look instead of a headboard.
That's right. We used drapery in our old apartment. She used it. We had nice French doors. She did drapery around the doors. It was very nice the way you did that.
Why, thank you very much. And we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next week, Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., to listen to the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie Ruddy. I'm the broker, and Pat Devaney.
I'm the assistant.
Thank you, assistant, for being here with us. All right, everybody out there, have a great weekend.